Morning. Let's go straight to London and say good morning to Gavin Gray. Gavin, things are getting serious and very dire in the United Kingdom. And as of tomorrow, British train services will be reduced quite drastically.
Yes, good morning, Africa. And that's because really the Prime Minister has launched a series of measures to really clamp down on people going out and about in the UK. So unless going to work is essential, everyone has been told that they could work from home, should work from home. And that's why we've now seen the commuter trains that are normally absolutely packed with passengers actually being quite empty, and including on the London Underground. However, there is a great deal of anger among some who are still having to go into work, because London Underground has responded by cutting the number of services already. And what that has led to is that the fewer trains that are running are now very full, some of them at peak hour. And, of course, that rather goes against the social distancing norm. So, in a sense, many passengers feel they've been rather, as it were, betrayed, I suppose, is one word, because they're still going in. They were enjoying much quieter carriages, enabling them to social distance, keep a distance from fellow commuters that are also having to go into work. But then with fewer trains, they're all now packed. So that's causing a bit of concern. But the main line trains going in and out of the cities and across country tomorrow, those services are being drastically reduced. Some say down to effectively a weekend service, which is going to be less than half the normal service. It's not going to be done all on one day. But obviously, of course, the train companies are saying, well, we have to do these, A, because we've probably got fewer staff because they are self-isolating or might feel ill and therefore have to stay away. But also because we are a company. We can't run trains at a loss and run trains just for a handful of passengers. This, as the number of dead by the coronavirus outbreak rose to 233 yesterday. The number of cases has topped 5,000. But suffice to say, they do believe many, many more than that are infected. It's just that they have not really been tested. So those are the latest details in the UK. But certainly anyone now going out and about, already the streets of London are pretty deserted. And I think a slower train service will definitely mean it's even more deserted.
In fact, we have a 26-year-old Briton who's become the first to be arrested for allegedly breaking that self-isolation rule.
Yes, very interesting news. Now, the Isle of Man, that is quite a large island between the northwest coast of the UK and the Northern Ireland coastline. There's quite a big island there. It's called the Isle of Man. They've got their own legislative body, and the island passed emergency legislation requiring all new arrivals onto the island to quarantine themselves for 14 days. People who break the law are facing a fine of up to £10,000, roughly 200,000 South African rand, or 3 months in prison. Now, a 26-year-old man arrived on the island and then refused to self-isolate. It's being reported, and it's now said that he's been arrested and is in a specially cleaned area at the Isle of Man's constabulary headquarters in Douglas. That's the main town, designated for those to be self-isolating. It's thought that there will be a court case after this. The details about the individual, the details about exactly what happened are pretty scarce. But we do believe this to be the first person in the British Isles held for breaching quarantine rules. The island of the Isle of Man recorded its first case of coronavirus on Thursday.
We do know that last night would have been the first time that cafes, pubs, restaurants, nightclubs, theatres, cinemas, gyms, leisure centres all remain closed.
Yes, and it's a very different world we're living in, Africa, and I know it is a different country and a different city of Cape Town. It certainly is here in the southeast of England, and the announcement came in, and I think many felt that it was something the Prime Minister really didn't want to do. He was rather hoping that people would just kind of do it on their own. But there were some pretty shocking scenes on mobile phones, videos of London bars just packed with people in the latter half of the week. And so consequently, the Prime Minister, I think, felt he had to bring that in. And after Friday night, the shutters were brought down. And I'm afraid to say that the news wires and social media are full of stories now of people being made redundant in the hospitality sector. After all, if you work in a cafe and the cafe has to stay shut at least for a month and probably for a lot longer, the bosses are thinking, well, why do we need to keep these open? So consequently, they all were shut by the Prime Minister. And although offers of financial help have been made, there's no doubt it's going to hit the hospitality industry very, very hard. And particular concern for those who are paid on a sort of shift-by-shift basis. In other words, they're not staff and are therefore much easier to hire and fire. In the past, that's made them very attractive for bosses. And it's attractive for some of the workers as well, able to basically, if they've got families, being able to say yes or no on single-shift basis. But I'm afraid they are also the easiest to, in this particular crisis, get rid of.
And talking of that financial help, the UK government announcing that it's willing to pay 80% of wages for employees unable to work due to the coronavirus.
Yes, and this is vital. And they do think it's going to save over a million jobs. So if you are running a company and that company is looking to lay off staff because of a slowdown in business. Now, obviously, if you're a cafe, restaurant, gym, nightclub, all of those things we've just talked about, then, you know, you don't want to keep really any staff on. But what the government is saying is if the employer pays 20% of the wages and doesn't make any of their staff redundant, the government will pick up the tab for the rest of their wages. And this is going to be for a trial period of 3 months. It is an extremely innovative, unprecedented measure that is going to cost a lot of money. But bosses of all types of industries, and of course we talked last week or the week before about how the airline industry was having to lay off or look to lay off many hundreds of people. Well, bosses have warned that firms will collapse, wiping out thousands of jobs as life in the UK is put on hold. And this is meant to be a measure that is to try and stave that off. But the rules are, well, at the moment, still being thrashed out. They're quite complicated. So employers have to go online and try and work out where they stand with this. But it is a massive, massive package of different measures being put in place, particularly as well, Africa, as now the Bank of England has slashed interest rates to the lowest ever level. They've done it twice in about 10 days where they cut the interest rates. All this to try and keep businesses going during this unprecedented time.
It truly is. And while all of this is happening, Gavin, a man has proposed to his girlfriend in a supermarket.
Well, when I looked at the various news around today, and it's just gloom and doom, Africa, I wanted as well with coronavirus to at least to highlight there are some happy news stories still around. And indeed, there are some people doing marvelous things. Here in the UK, people, communities who have never met are getting together to help the elderly or isolated with their shopping to get any urgent medication and so forth. But one particular story I saw, I rather thought appealed. We have a supermarket chain here called Iceland, and they sell, specialized really, in frozen goods. And sadly, like many supermarkets, their shelves have been stripped bare by people panic buying, as I know is a phenomenon that's happening around the world. But one man who wanted to propose to his girlfriend decided that he was going to do it in Iceland, the country, while on holiday with his girlfriend. Iceland, of course, being the very amazingly volcanic, geographically unusual island up to the north and west of the UK. Well, instead, of course, they found that when they went to get flights to Iceland, everything had been cancelled there. Their entire trip was written off because of the various restrictions that countries have put in place. So instead, he actually took his fiancée to the checkouts at the freezer checkout branch of Iceland. So instead of going to the country of Iceland, he went to the supermarket Iceland and by the checkouts got down on one knee and proposed. The newly engaged couple, however, have received some excellent advice because somebody who's obviously very, very good at PR within Iceland, the supermarket chain, said, saw this on social media, saw the photo and decided that after the virus restrictions has gone, after the travel restrictions have been lifted, the supermarket chain will pay for them to go on honeymoon to Iceland, the country itself.
What a wonderful story. Gavin, thank you very much. Please stay safe. We'll chat again, of course, next week, Sunday, for next weekend's edition of the UK Report.